Welcome, welcome, welcome to Peter's Punk Party Power Hour with Peter Phelan and special guest
Jake Garber. Hi.
Yes, hi.
Hi. I'm
Jake.
That's me.
That's him.
Yeah.
For those, all three of my dedicated listeners, if I wasn't on the air last week, I was sick. It was CS150 season, which, if you know what that means, rough times. Rough times. Hmm. So, that was Death Wolf off of the new Taking Back Sunday album. Check it out. It's real good. Next, we have two brand new songs by some of my favorite bands, and then an old favorite. So, brand new, second single off their first record, just announced. Their new record, not their first one. Off the new record, just announced, comes out February, The Menzingers. Now we have Bad Catholics.
Thank God for your She said, let's start from the top. Just rid of everything. Like the notes in your pockets, the text you're always locking in. If it's all the same, forget all those lines where you mentioned my smile. You got a lot of nerve complimenting me through choruses and rhyme, but I know how you get from time to time. We'll do this and that, oh, travel the map, and maybe just for a while, I thought you were my redo. You thought you'd change my name. I could tell by the look on your face whenever I would say, but that's when I stopped to listen or care about anything other than a plan of attack to get me back to where you are my redo, or at least a pair of eyes that would notice when I couldn't conjure words, cause I've thought about it too long. So I'll leave the steady hands to Sean, cause we all know I lack feeling conversing correctly without shaking or getting queasy. Not letting my emotions get involved. And on a side note, you stole my heart like I stole your hometown lingo. With steady hands and strong. But now we're down to brass tacks, and we both know it. The odds are in my favor, though you won't show it.
Back. So, that first song, Bad Catholics by the Bedsingers, second single off their new album, which is coming out in February, like I said before. Next, we had Hang My Head by the Flatliners. Really great band. They're from Toronto. So, real good stuff. And then we had Redone by Modern Baseball off of their first album, Sports. And now we're going to kick it over to our friend Jake for a little PSA.
How many? How many want? Just one?
Yeah, just give me just one. One's all good.
Right. Cool. Did you know nearly 1 in 5 kids in America, 16 million children, struggle with hunger? Feeding America is a nationwide network of local food banks, together sourcing and distributing more than 3 billion meals to people in need. Only 10% of those struggling with hunger are homeless. FeedingAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yes, let's make America less hungry again.
Yeah.
All right. So
make America full again.
Make America full again. That's right. So, all right. Next up, we got a ska-heavy block for you. So I'm going to kick this off right with Flashlight by Big D and the Kids Table.
Wasted. looks like heaven. Maybe this is hell. She said she'd do it all again. She promised not to tell.
That was Flashlight by Big D and the Kids Table, followed with Beer by Real Big Fish, and Magnetic North by Less Than Jake. Speaking of Jakes,
hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I actually really like that Less Than Jake song.
Yeah, no.
So, I'm a big fan of Beer.
Yeah, yeah, no, Beer's a good song, which was a perfect segue. I was recently on Friday at a Streetlight Manifesto show that was, A, incredible. And even before the show started, I knew it was going to be a lot of fun because they were playing, you know, just the house mix before the show. And Beer came on by Real Big Fish, and the entire crowd just starts singing it because everyone there, you know, if you're going to a streetlight show, you know that song. Everyone there knows the words. Immediately followed by someone in the crowd starting up, a rendition of All Star by Smash Mouth, which was not played over the PA, but it was just an entire sea of people just singing All Star by Smash Mouth for no particular reason. So, onwards.
It's been quite a while since I've listened to Smash Mouth.
Yeah. Also, if you guys want to look this up in your free time, over the weekend, the Smash Mouth and Oakland A's Twitter accounts got into a bit of a Twitter war.
No, it's absolutely hilarious.
It is amazing. I highly recommend you look that up. You read it. It is a good time.
I think there was a Consequence of Sound article about it.
Yeah. So if you go on Consequence of Sound, it's right there. So, it's a streetlight show. For the encore, they brought on a string section to play some songs from a previous project known as Bandits of the Acoustic Revolution, which is kind of the precursor that evolved into Streetlight. So I have 2.5 songs. One of them's an intro, but it kind of like brings the whole thing together. So we have the intro, followed by Here's to Life, which you may be familiar with from the first Streetlight record. And then we're going to play a song off of their latest record. So here we go with intro, : This is a Call to Arms.
Thank you. Thank you.
right, welcome back. That was the intro, followed by Here's to Life, as recorded by Bandits of the Acoustic Revolution, which would later be re-released on the first Streetlight Manifesto record that we had, With Any Sort of Certainty by Streetlight Manifesto. One of my favorite bands. Like I said, I had the absolute pleasure of seeing them over the weekend, and it was just an incredible show. They're just incredibly talented musicians, and Tomas is an incredibly talented songwriter, and just everything about them is awesome. So, Jake's coming back at you with another quick PSA.
PSA.
All right. So, Americans generated approximately 250 million tons of trash in 2011, while recycling or composting, there we go, only 87 million tons of this material, equivalent to a 34.7 recycling rate. Did you know, despite increased visibility of public recycling receptacles and curbside programs, recycling rates are low and could be increased greatly? The goal of the campaign is to transform recycling into a daily social norm, and curbside programs are offered to approximately 60% of communities. Some of the challenges Americans face are inconvenience or lack of access, lack of awareness and motivation, and general confusion about what, where, and how to recycle. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful, IWantToBeRecycled.org, and the Ad Council.
I also want to be recycled.
Recycle Peter Fallon, everybody.
Yeah, recycle me. I tell the same 8 jokes. Most of them are about me being sad. Anyway.
Or having a stroke.
Or having a stroke.
We have public service announcements about strokes, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somewhere.
I had no idea where I was going. I had something to say. Yeah. All right. So, next up, we have Kate is Great by the Bouncing Souls, which is a shout-out to Pete Steinkampf, their guitar player, who got married over this weekend. So, congratulations.
He's not listening.
I know. I'd like to imagine there's a world where he is, though. So, anyway, here we go. Kate is Great.
I used to have a home with a room and a bed, a porch and a driveway with a big garage, but I traded it in. I kept some faith and laid my head down every night, and it seemed so far away. It seemed so far away.
Time. Yo, I was just standing here thinking about you. Thought I'd write a song about you and dedicate it to you. Take a listen.
So, once again, that was Kate is Great by The Bouncing Souls, and followed by Double Whiskey Coke Noise, all one word, by Dillinger 4. Now, I got one last PSA for you before we roll into our final track of the evening. I know, we're all so sad, but anyways, the show must go on. There's only one way to tell if you've cooked meat and poultry to a bacteria-killing temperature. Use a food thermometer. It's not an extra step or nice to have. Raw or undercooked meat may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by using a food thermometer every time. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. So, for my final track of the evening, I leave you with Candy Cane by The Loved Ones. Have a happy Halloween, everybody.
How'd I get back here at this? Another sleepless night dismissed. It might take a day to get back and figure out what I missed. How'd I get back here at this? My knuckles white clenched in the fist. I might need a day to get back and figure out what I missed. I've been losing sleep for days trying to I'm a